This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says four key Arab nations and Turkey have agreed to begin planning for the reconstruction and governance of Gaza once Israel's war against U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas ends.
Everywhere I went, I found leaders who were determined to prevent the conflict that we're facing now from spreading, doing everything possible to deter escalation, to prevent a widening of the conflict.
Blinken spoke Monday after meeting with the Saudi Crown Prince. South Africa will this week ask the UN's highest legal body to order Israel to suspend its military campaign in Gaza, the first step in a case alleging genocide that could take several years to complete. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
South Africa's 84-page filing accuses Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians in Gaza. It's doing this, South Africa claims, by killing them, causing serious mental and bodily harm, and by creating conditions on life, quote, calculated to bring about their physical destruction. South Africa, which has a long history of supporting the Palestinian cause, also alleges that Israel has failed to curb incitement to genocide by its own officials in violation of the Genocide Convention. Israel has called the claim baseless and said it will present its case in court.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. An Israeli airstrike has killed an elite Hezbollah commander in southern Lebanon. A Lebanese security official said Monday's strike on an SUV killed a commander in a secretive Hezbollah force that operates along the border. He is the most senior Hezbollah militant to have been killed since Hamas's October 7th attack into southern Israel. This is VOA News. Officials say Russia has launched its latest barrage of hypersonic and cruise missiles against Ukrainian targets, striking near the front lines of fighting in the east, as well as in the central and western parts of the country. They said Monday at least four civilians were reported killed and at least 30 injured. Western officials and analysts had previously warned Russia was stockpiling its cruise missiles in preparation for a strategy of winter bombardment, as bad weather keeps the 1,500-kilometer front line largely static after 22 months of war. Anders Breivik, the far-right fanatic who killed 77 people in a bombing and shooting rampage in Norway in 2011, is suing the state to end his years in isolation in jail. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
Breivik, who emailed out copies of a manifesto before his attacks setting out his theories, is suing the state and also asking the court to lift restrictions on his correspondence with the outside world. His case has been a grim test for a country shaken to its core by the horror of his acts, but which also prides itself on the rehabilitation efforts of its justice system. Lawyers representing the Justice Ministry say Breivik must be kept apart from other inmates because he continues to pose a security threat and could still inspire others to commit acts of violence if he communicated with the outside world.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Monday scrapped lifetime bans on contesting elections for people with criminal convictions, paving the way for Nawaz Sharif to run for prime minister for a fourth time. Sharif's party is considered a front-runner to win elections scheduled for February 8th, with Sharif's main rival, former Prime Minister Imran Khan, in jail and barred from contesting for 5 years. American actor Jonathan Majors says he was shocked and afraid after his conviction on assault and harassment in New York last month. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Jonathan Majors was a rising star playing Kang the Conqueror in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. He was convicted last month of assaulting his then-girlfriend, Grace Jabari, during a car ride last March. Majors tells ABC's Good Morning America he felt the verdict was not possible given the evidence. He also says he regrets not breaking off the relationship sooner.
I shouldn't have been in the relationship if I'm not in the car. None of this is happening.
Jabari's attorney, Brittany Henderson, says in a statement to ABC News that Majors still has a clear lack of remorse for his actions. His sentencing is February 6th. I'm Archie Zarletta.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.